Well, that's it. That is my last music interview for Weekends and All Things Considered. When I came to the program 3.5 years ago, that was one of the things I wanted on the show, an in-depth interview with a musician at the end of each hour. We thought we'd close out the show today with a look at some of our favorites, including this candid interview with Eminem back in 2010. He spoke about his struggles with substance abuse.
I actually overdosed in December of 2007. They actually said that had I got to the hospital 2 hours later, that I would have died. Kind of scared the out of myself.
Earlier that year, producer Phil Harrell and I got to visit one of the godfathers of hip-hop, Gil Scott-Heron. We went to his home in Harlem, and just a few months later, he'd be gone, dead at the age of 62 after a life spent in and out of prison for the vices he swore he'd never give up.
Like, I have not recovered from anything. I did 18 months one stretch and did a year one time. That's small enough price to pay for all the crimes I committed. You know, they call it your first offense. That's just for a time to caught you. Like, I did a lot of shit I shouldn't have done. And a lot nowadays. You know, if they catch me, I ain't gonna be able to do that no more.
Speaking of music legends, in 2009, I talked with Van Morrison. He was in Washington for a tour that revisited his epic 1968 album, Astral Weeks, an album routinely cited as one of the best of all time. Yet his label almost pulled the plug on that recording session.
Well, I just remember, like, I had to do this. I needed it quick. Plus, I needed the advance. Then there was no follow-up, so it was basically like, yeah, that was a great session. Everybody agreed it was the best thing since sliced cheese. But there was like, there wasn't any follow-up. There's no money to put it on the road. And basically it was just like, oh, yeah, well, that was that then, so let's move on. So that's what I did. I moved on.
A year later, I sat down with the one and only Neil Diamond in New York, not too far from where both he and Barbara Streisand went to the same high school.
We learned from the same choir master at Erasmus Hall High School in Brooklyn.
That's incredible.
The girls loved him because he was a very handsome Italian man, and the boys were scared to death of him because he was tyrannical. And if you missed a note, you were out. So, Mr. DiPietro, thank you so much. Two of your students appreciate it and love you for it.
We've tried to balance out the kind of music we feature: classical, rock, jazz, hip-hop, opera, and, of course, pop music. No! Taylor Swift was as delightful as you'd expect.
Very prestigious. I'm very excited.
And probably the biggest hitmaker of this past summer, Carly Rae Jepsen, told us how her song Call Me Maybe was being played in all sorts of places.
This is going to be kind of strange to say on radio, but we went to the strip club, believe it or not, and some girls got down and dirty to Call Me Maybe.
Carly Rae, who knew? Earlier this year, John Mayer sat down with us for what turned into an extraordinary hour-long conversation. He was contrite and truly sorry for racially insensitive and sexually provocative remarks he had made the previous year.
I didn't want to be boring. I got in the worst trouble ever, over and over again in my life, from the time I was 4 till 2 years ago, because I didn't want to be boring. Hmm. The only thing you have to do is be honest. But I wasn't prepared to be honest, but I knew that I had to be open. When you're like just open because you think you need to be, but not honest, then you start sort of free associating garbage.
We featured more than 350 musicians or bands on this program over the past 3.5 years. Too many to describe here. One of my favorites was André Rieu, not even because of his music, but because of his optimism and the moment of light he brought to this program last weekend in the midst of one of the worst tragedies in recent American history. Rieu is often called the king of the waltz, and with a simple 1-2-3, 1-2-3, he brings entire stadiums, yes, stadiums, to their feet.
Then you see the whole audience starting to move and to smile and to dance and to laugh, and that's what I want to achieve.
You can't imagine that happening in, like, I don't know, the Met or something. People dancing in the aisles. Well, yeah, but it just doesn't, right?
No, because they don't play the waltzes like I do.
Just a quick note tonight to say goodbye. 3.5 years ago, I was given the amazing opportunity to spend my weekends with you, and it's been the most incredible period of my 15 years with NPR. So many of you have been so patient and generous with your response to the ways we change the show. Over the past few days, I've been moved and touched by your letters and your tweets. Why are you leaving us? Many of you have asked. Well, for these past few years, while I've loved being with all of you on the weekends, my family has also spent their weekends with me on the radio. And now, it's time to give those weekends back. I will be back on the radio in early March as the new host of NPR's collaboration with the people behind TED Talks. The show is called the TED Radio Hour, and it will be awesome, so please tune in. Before I go, I wanted to thank some of the folks I've had the privilege to work with on this program and those who have championed it. Phil Harrell, Lauren Silverman, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Kenya Young, Amy Held, Megan Kane, Steve Lichtai, Acacia Squires, Chris Connolly, Mathoni Maturi, Matt Martinez, Rick Holter, Petra Mayer, Sean Phillips, Melissa Marquis, Jackie Lydon, Daniel Shukin, Melissa Goh, Steve Mullis, Daoud Tyler Amin, Ellen Weiss, Ellen McDonald, Margaret Lowe Smith, and many, many more I have thanked in private, and of course, to all of you, the community of listeners we work for. So, for the last time, I will say, for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes. This program is back on the radio next weekend with Jackie Lydon. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great week.